made it through. And it was all because of you. Yeah, I'm Nat Rice, and sitting here right now and having an interview with Brother Earn at Solomon Temple Christian Church, 4717 Liberty Heights Avenue near Gwin Oak. Well, to cut to the chase, God delivered me. One night, 29 years ago, I was at a friend's house, literally getting high all night long. Come out of the house about 3:30 in the morning, and my car would not start. So I called my wife up and asked her to come pick me up. While she was on her way, I began to walk up this dark road, and something just prompted me to look up to the stars and say, Lord, please use me better than I'm using myself. At that point, I felt this warm feeling come over me. So when the wife picked me up, she never even looked me in the eye. I got in the car. Now, understand something. I had told her 1,000 times before, I'm not getting high anymore. This particular time, I said nothing. I think if she looked at me, she might have seen the halo. I've never gotten high since. That's deliverance. I go back to my office, because at the time I had an insurance agency with about 30 agents. I'm managing all these people, secretary, big office. I go to my office the next day, and I'm sitting behind the desk, and God spoke to me in my spirit. People say, wait a minute, how do you know God spoke to you? Well, once you have a relationship with him, you can recognize his voice in your spirit, okay? And he said in my spirit, give it all up. Give this all up and go out and start this ministry. I say, Lord, you done lost your mind. I got 2 cars in the driveway. I got a mortgage payment. At the time, I was making $100,000 a year selling insurance. But if I paid the mortgage and all the bills, I mean, I'd spend $800 a week freebasing cocaine. Okay? So I gave it up. And I'm saying, well, what do I do now? And the song come to me. What shall I do, Lord, now that you call me? What shall I do now I'm free? What shall I say, Lord, now it's a new day? Oh, tell me, what shall I do? Please show me the way. So he showed me in my spirit, this is what I want you to do. Don't worry about it. I will supply your needs. 29 years later, I'm signed with a Christian record label out of Oklahoma. I have my own independent label. I have about 18 CDs up on iTunes. I'm getting downloads all around the world. I went out and bought all this sound equipment and keyboard. I didn't know a chord, you know, a nothing.
So you got called for a purpose. You asked the question, what should I do? The question was a song, and the song answered your question.
And answered my question. There's a halfway house up there, transition house. But a lot of guys up there have come to services. One guy told me out there one time, he said, I love what you're doing, because we go out and do ministry on the street sometimes. And we give away everything free, snowballs, hot dogs, everything. They don't have to come to the church, but that's ministry. You're planting seeds. That's what it's all about. So one guy came up to me. I was singing outside one time. He said, hey, bro, I love your music. I love your songs. And you know what? He looked downtrodden, you know. He said, well, I'm going to come to church when I get myself together. My response was a question to him. You say you're going to come to church when you get yourself together, right? He said, yeah. Let me ask you this question. If I pulled out a gun right now and shot you in your leg, would you wait to fix it up before you went to the emergency room? So he said, no. I said, that's what the church for. Send sick folk. Come as you are.